Daniel.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Are you the only one on, Daniel?
I just got here, but I'm not sure.
Okay.
Hello.
Good evening.
Hello, good evening.
Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabekoa Yedulachimincha Tati Tzerura Aleph Bet Gimel Yud Tav Tzadi Tabel Rinat Amcha Sagveinu Pahare no ba Ufreshayim Sintet Nun Nagibor Dorshe Futha Nun Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem tacharem rakame sitkacha tami gamleim betet reish tzaditak gimel pasim kadosh v'rov tuvcha ma'el adatah het kuf bet tet nunayin. The letters of the month of Iyar, the Pei that created the planet Noga, the planet Venus, and the Vav that created the constellation Shor, the bull, the astrological sign of Taurus. Together, the Pei and the Vav spell the Hebrew word Po, which translates as here. And it can be here as a physical event, physical place, or it can be here as a spiritual place. Yachid ge'er Ramcha p'nei Zohre kedushata Yud gimel lamed pei zayin kuf Shavatenu kabel Ushma tziyakatenu Yodea Talumot Shin Kufav Tzadiyutav. We have brought the energy of creation into our space, and now we will separate between the right column energy and the left column energy of that creation. And we will use the 13 attributes of mercy for this separation. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'rav chesed ve'emet. Notzer chesed la'alafim. Noseyah onomafesha. V'chata'ah v'nakei. And now we are going to connect to the energy of the year 5777, known as the Year of the Goat. There are two verses that connect to this energy. We will study them both. The first is Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52. And we will start with the L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud kudsha b'richu ishkinte b'chilu Urchimud hilu hilu Urchimu urchimu hilu Le'ata l'shem yud hei b'vav hei Yehuda shilim b'shem kol Yisrael Limud Torah mitzvah Lasok Torah mitzvah Vayhino amadunai Eloheinu aleinu ma'asei adenu koranei aleinu ma'asei adenu koranehu. Sod saduni katzipor oyevai chinam. When we take the first letters of these five words, we're able to parse them into three Hebrew words, Satz Kiyach, which translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, they can be permutated into two Hebrew words, Dir Yam, which translates as a sea of tenants. The second verse has the name of the year, Tafshin Ayin Zayin, concealed within it. And that each letter of that name of the year is separated by seven letters each. Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadibaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh. That was Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. Now we're going to study the energy of the year 5776, which is the year of the pause. There are two verses that connect to this energy as well. The first verse we'll study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34.
Willo yachlu lehashit et kol ha'olot vayichaskum achechem ha'levim ad kilot hamlacha yad yitkachu ha'kohanim ki ha'levim yishrei levav lehitkadesh me ha'kohanim.
There are 25 words in that verse. When we take the first letters of each word, we're able to permute them into eight names of God.
Adonai Yohewahe, La La He, Wa Wa Wa, Yo La Yo Ala Me, Hey Hey Hey, Aka A, Reka Ha.
The second verse connecting to the year of the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4.
Bichu ba Adonai Yohewahe Adead kibia Yohe Adonai Yohewahe Tzur olamim.
There are three verses that connect to the year 5775, the year that swallows death forever. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19.
Kama lo tishem imeni, lo tarpeni ad bili ruki.
The The next is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru, Udu, Mikol Hamachavoiya, Asher Yichabe Sham Wishavim, Eli El Nahon, Wehalati Chem, Wehayim Yeshno. Baretz v'hipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. The third is Job chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved ro'av yomru ayom. There's only one verse that connects to the year 5774, the year of peace in the Middle East. That verse is 2 Samuel, chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom le'ami le'Yisrael untati v'shakam tata v'lo yirgaz od v'lo yosifu b'nei avla l'anoto ha'asher barishona. We'll now scan the 72 names of God. And the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And the Tzaddikim that left this day, the 16th day of Iyar, Rabbi Meir ben Gedalia of Lublin, and Rabbi Yechiel Michel Feinstein. And the 8th verse of the Anna Bekoach we say in a whisper. Tonight's class is a Zohar class. It comes from Parsha Emor. You can find the handout on the Revealed Wisdom Matrix. First row, the right-hand column, that opens up to a page with all 54 parashas. Scroll down till you find Parsha Emor. When you open that up, scroll down till you get to section 13, and then we will start at verse 41. Ish mezi'racha ledorotam asher yihye bo'omum Rabbi Yitzhak amar pagin de'ihu pagin uman de'ihu Pagin la yitchaze l'shamsha v'kucha v'hau muha v'barnash v'ish tekach Pagin l'leyat v'ya v'hem yuta v'hahu paginu v'asid aleya Kish kachana devaya v'yishtacha shalim mareya din hem nuta yatir mikola v'ha'uf boha. The translation, whoever he be of your seed in their generations that has any blemish, said Rabbi Yitzhak, the reason is because he is blemished, and whoever is blemished is unfit to serve in the holy place. We explain that a blemished man has no faith, to which that blemish bears testimony. And this is truer in the priest and who has to be whole and faithful more than the rest. We have already explained this. My commentary, this pasuk hints at all blemishes within and without a human being is a message from Hashem. The message is, do teshuvah. Pasuk 42. Rabbi Elazar Hawayati Bishki Yistera Devei Chamu Behu Chawa Amar Zil Gadiv Kistira Beita Shakiyach Ad Hakiyavar Ad Barnash Bikpagim Me'eneya Ad Amar Bachamu Nishav Lechai Amar Pagim hu velav behem mana Amar nishal bahadeya Atu sheilu leya Al tufka man hu bealma Amar atira Aval yidei ishli Vavi Al da bechadeya anam kuhu Amar Rabbi Elazar b'milo Ishtema delav behemnuta gabeya Belav bar behemana utachatzi Kutshabarichu amar kol ish asher bomum lo yikrav beha kedusha ilela la sharya beatar pagim. The translation. Rabbi Elazar was sitting in his father-in-law's room saying that a remedy must be found for the leak in the room, because the rain was leaking through the roof. In the meanwhile, a man passed who had a defect in one eye. His father-in-law said, let us seek advice from him. Rabbi Elazar said, he is blemished and therefore not trustworthy. His father-in-law said, let us test him. They approached to ask him. He asked him, whoever is the happiest in the world? That man said, a rich man is the happiest in the world, but when taken away from his wealth, woe to him. I worry for him most of all, since if he loses his wealth, he is the most miserable man in the world. Rabbi Elazar said, from his words I understand he is neither faithful nor trustworthy. Since he thinks the rich man, rather than the righteous, to be the happiest. Come and see. The Holy One, blessed be He, said that whatever man he be that has a blemish, he shall not approach. For supernal holiness does not dwell on a blemished place. My commentary. This pasuk teaches us that the surface and physical blemishes that a human receives may come from a previous lifetime's actions, and that the person may have healed that spiritual level, so they must be tested to determine their spiritual level. Pasuk 43. Patach v'amar l'Torah b'li tuda im lo yomru kadavar hazeh l'Torah b'li tuda Man hu Torah, uman hu tauda, ela Torah, da Torah, shebiktav tauda, da Torah, sheba alpe, Torah sheba alpe, la shirya, batar pagim. Dehamitorah Shabiktavit Bnei Yetiv Sutor Deudat Satom Torah Bilimudai Sor Teuda Da Torah Shebe Alpe Begin de Taman Itzar Tzorora Dechaye Uvit Oda Itkashar Kishra Dechaye Dileila Lemechewe Kola Had. The translation. He opened his discourse saying, for Torah and for testimony, surely they will speak according to this word, to this word. For Torah and for testimony. And he asked, what is the Torah and what is the testimony? And he answers that the Torah is the written Torah, thereon pin, while the testimony is the oral Torah, Malchut. The oral Torah does not dwell on a blemished place, because it is established on the written Torah. Since Malchut is built by Zeron Pin, which is whole, it is written, bind up the testimony, seal the Torah among my disciples. Bind up the testimony refers to the oral Torah. Since there in Malchut the bundle of life is bound, and with the testimony the knot of life is tied from above, from Zeron Pin, so that all will be one. My commentary. It is important that the physical world, Malchut, be bound to the spiritual worlds, Zeron Pin. This Pasuk reinforces this teaching and this understanding. Pasuk 44. Umita man letata itvarshan orchin. Ushvilin umat mitatman mitparshin orchim piyomin kuhu ahidiktivu misham ipared vehaya learba arashim. The translation. For there downwards, that is underneath Malchut, routes and paths are separated, and from there the ways diverge throughout the worlds, as it is written, and from there it was parted and branched into four streams. My commentary. This pasuk teaches us that there is not separation in the spiritual worlds, only in Malchut. Do we see the language of branches, and the perception of separation is the operating principle. Pasuk 45. Katom Torah Chatima Deoraita Dehi Torah Shebiktav Ba'anatar Bilbuda Elaine de Vie Kada Aviakim et Hatamud Hamud Aimani Vikra Shemo Yakin Vayakim et Hatamud Asmali. Vayikra Shemo Beos Umitaman Itparshan Orhelin Vie Mehemna Mehemne Vekaime Eilein Vekriyuma Vegufa Lashit Tehirin Aidiktiv Shokav Amude Shesh Vekola La Taima Ela Bishlimu. Vila Sharya Kudusha Hidikola Elabishlimu Tadmatran Dabida Kolahu Shalim Kolahu Had Lait Pagim Atarvi Alda Ifre Kishalem Kedaa Umalki Tedek Melech Shalem Vayahi Bishalem Suko. The translation. Seal the Torah refers to the sealing of the Torah, the written Torah, which is Zeranpin. And where does this happen? Among my disciples, the prophets, called taught of Hashem, Netzach and Hod, as it is written. And he set up the right pillar and called its name Yashin, which is Netzach. And he set up the left pillar and called its name Boaz, which is Hod. And from there, ways extend to the faithful prophets who receive from Netzach and Hod. And these support the bodies there on Pin and his six lights. This is the meaning of his legs are pillars of marble. His legs, the secrets of Netzach and Hod, are pillars of Zeranpin that has six sephirot in him. Everything is supported only by means of perfection, and all their holiness dwells on them only when they are in holiness. For when Zeranpin and Malchut are united with each other, all is whole, all is one, and no place is rendered defective. Hence the congregation of Israel is called whole, as it is written. And Malki Tzedek, king of Shalem, literally, Shalem means whole, complete. As Malki Tzedek is Malchut and the king of wholeness, and also in Shalem, also is his tabernacle, which refers to Malchut. My commentary. This verse hints to the high priesthood of the world had rested in the hands of Melchizedek, and he passed it to Abraham when a meeting took place. Without this verse, we would have no proof of this fact. Pasuk 46. Ugin kach la shirya kola ela be'atar Shalim ve'alda kol ish asher bo mum lo yichrav kegavna dakhir bana ve'yamuma la yitkariv memtet diktiv ki lo liratzon yihye lachem ve'itema Hakucha berichu la shari ela beatar devira bemana devira diktiv beetika ushpal ruach hai atar shalim yatir hu mikola begin demaish garmeya The Mishre Aleya Gauta de Kola Geuta Ila'a Vedahu Shalim Avala Kitibe Et Iver Shrishavur Becharum Visharua Elavi et kaius pal ruach mandemais Garmeya Kuchabrihu Zakifleya. The translation. Therefore, everything dwells only on a wholesome place, and therefore, whatever man he be that has a blemish, he shall not approach. Similarly, a blemished sacrifice shall not be offered, since it is written, it shall not be acceptable for you. You may say that the Holy One, blessed be he, only dwells on a broken place, in a broken vessel, as it is written. Yet with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. And he answers, such a place is the most wholesome, because one humbles himself, so as to allow the loftiest to dwell on him. Supernal loftiness. Such a one is whole, but it does not say, I dwell on. A blind man, or a lame, or he that has a flat nose, or anything superfluous. But with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit. For the Holy One, blessed be he, raises him who humbles himself. My commentary. A broken man on a spiritual level is considered the highest level, since his ego has been broken and removed. This is what lets people know that there is a difference between spiritual and emotional breaking and physical ailments. Pasuk 47. Ugi neka kahana dekaim letata ke gavna dilela bael mecheve shalim yatir mikola. Vila yitchaze pegin v'yad yazhar lehu l'chahane ikti vish nizra'acha l'dorotam asher yihye bomum. The translation. Therefore, the priest that is below is the likeness of above, needs to be more whole in every respect than anyone else, and show no blemish. The priests are therefore admonished, whoever he be of your seed in their generations that has any blemish. My commentary. This verse is clear as it is written, in my opinion. Pasuk 48. Tu patach le'amar ki hatagishon. Ah, where is Boa? Ain ra the ki atagishu. Piseach the tole. Ain ra the ki kuchabrihu. Amar ain ra aki tohu ela. So feya. Bikra okach de Yisrael beinun yomin hawo mimanan kachane mare demumin al gabe mi becha ushamsha al mikhed mikhedusha. Viamre mai aikpa le alku chabrihu da o achara veinun hawo viamre einra aku chabrihu ativ lechon hahiyo mila de hawo amre amar. Yisrael Yipasun Namre Kad Bikarve Marem Debumin Al Pulchani Ein Ramai Achpach Achpat Ichpat Leyaliku Chabarichu. The translation. He continued with, and if you offer the blind to for sacrifice, is it not evil? And if you offer a lame or sick animal, is that not evil? He asked, was it the Holy One, blessed be He, who said it is not evil? Then it is good? And he answers, the end of the verse shows that Israel used to appoint blemished priests in those days, and blemished sacrifices on the altar, and to serve in the temple, and said, what does the Holy One, blessed be He, care whether it is this or another? It is they who used to say, it is not evil, and the Holy One, blessed be He, answered them with the very words they would use, saying, Israel, you say there is not evil in blemished people, sacrificing for my worship? What does the Holy One, blessed be He, care? My commentary. This pasuk is explaining the verse from Malachi as referring to what people say and not what Hashem was speaking. Pasuk 49. Sofe adikra makiti hakrivehu na lepechatcha Hayir tzecha, o chayisa, panecha barnash minaiku, ibaitu, l'shalume l'malka, u'karva, kameya dilrona, atun mishadrin, leya, Big schema. Ola hayirtzecha. O hayisa. Panecha behahu. Dorona kafshin bekafshin. Beatun mekarvin kame barnash. Pagim lekarva. Dorona ha dorona tilchon lekalpa it mesar bevadai varnashtehu pagim pagim hu mikola pagim hu mehemnuta viad kol ish asher bo mum Lo Yikarav. The translation. The end of the verse says, offer it now to your governor. Will he be pleased with you, or will he show you favor? If a man among you must make peace with the king and offer him a gift, will you send him a defective one or not? Will he be pleased with you, or will he show you favor with that defective gift? Moreover, when you bring before me a blemished man to offer me an offering, that offering of yours shall be given to the dog. For surely such a blemished man is defective in every respect, defective in faith. Hence it says, whatever man he be that has a blemish, he shall not approach. My commentary. Why do you think there is so much emphasis in this section on physical blemishes? It is to remind people to do teshuvah. So why not just say, do teshuvah? People hear things in different ways, and we need the constant reinforcement in different ways as well. Pasuk 50. Amar Rabbi Yosei, Zamin Kucha Berichu, Yashlemad Lehuli Yisrael, Ulishtacha Shalemin, Bekol Adilaya Hai, Behon Bare Temumin, Kelal Begin Dihon, Tikuna Dialma, Kehilain Mane, Ubusha Debarnash, Deinun Tikuna. De gufa ha'idikti va'it yetzivu kemo levush. The translation. Rabbi Yossi said, the Holy One, blessed be He, will make Israel whole, so they will be whole in every respect, and there will be none blemished among them, for the world will reach completion during the resurrection. Like the vessels in the garments of man, which are completion for the body. This is why He will perfect them, as it is written, and they stand as a garment. My commentary. There is a deep secret in this pasuk. Hashem will perfect Israel so that Israel can be a garment to the glory of Hashem. Pasuk 51. Tachatze kad yitarun me'afra imadi alu aki yikumin mun igrin osumin alu tigrin besumin yikumin behahu levusha Elayevru Deachara U Deidar Uvatar Kuchabrechu Yese Loni Deishtachun Shalimin Gameya Uten Yehe Alma Shalim Dekola Kedain Beyom Ahu Yehiye Hashem Echad Ushmo Echad. The translation. Come and see. When they will awaken from the dust during the resurrection, they will rise as they came into the grave. If they entered lame or blind, they will rise, lame or blind. Namely, they will rise with the same garment, the same body, so that none will say it is another who was revived into life. The Holy One, blessed be He, will then heal them, so they will be whole before Him, and the world will be whole in everything. Then, on that day, Hashem shall be one, and His name one. In my commentary, the verse is clear as it is written. Pasuk 52. Shor o keshev o es ki yivalet v'chaya shivat yamim tachat imo v'gomer Rabbi Yose Patach Tidkatcha Kichare El Mishpatecha Dachom Rabbah Adam Uchema Toshia Hashem Haikira Id Leistakla Beyaval Tachatze Tzedek Kitra Kadisha Ila Akehare El Kehinun Torin Ilain Kadishin Tikrun Ture Diapart Simona Dafya Ugin Dei Salka Litka Shra Behulela Goldenim Dinaha Bashikulea Adalakola Delet Behahu Dina Rakame Mishpatecha Tehom Rabba Mishpat Tehu Rakame Natit Dachit Letata Lehahu Dargalatachna Almin Bechayes Alkola Viaved Ina Birachame Libasma Ilama. The translation. When a bullock or a sheep or a goat is brought forth, then it shall be 7 days under its mother. Rabbi Yosef opened with, your righteousness is like the great mountains. Your laws are a great deep. Hashem, you preserve man and beast. We have to examine this verse, yet come and see. Righteousness is a holy supernal sephirah, namely Malchut. Like the great mountains means like the supernal holy mountains called mountains of pure balsam tree, which are Bina, since Malchut rises to be attached to them above. All her judgments become equal, since this judgment contains no mercy. Therefore, your laws are a great deep. Law, which is mercy, descends to that grade, Malchut, to perfect the world and have compassion over everything, and executes judgment with mercy to mitigate the world. The commentary. This pasuk is describing the process of Shabbat. Zeranpin rises to Bina, and Malchut rises to Zeranpin, and ultimately Malchut is rising to Bina. Pasuk 53. Ugindi hu rakame adam uhema toshia hashem lekola b'shikula ad adam uhema auk muhamandehu Adam b'shawe l'garme ka b'chema Adam u'chema Din Adam v'din b'chema Adu Adam uven shemonat yamim yimol l'chem kol zachar b'chema V'chaya Shivat Yamim Tachat Imo Umi Yom Hashmini V'hala Yareh Yeratzeh V'karban Ben Isha L'Hashem Begin Yedei Avar Alayhu Shabbat Padha Ukmuha. The translation. Since it is mercy, Hashem, you preserve man and beast, namely equally. In relation to man and beast, it has been explained as referring to a man who behaves like a beast. But man and beast means the same law applies for men and beasts. For men, and he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you. For beast, it shall be 7 days under its mother. and from the eighth day and henceforth it shall be accepted for an offering made by fire to Hashem, so that they will spend at least one Shabbat. And this has already been explained. The commentary. This need to experience one Shabbat is something that needs to be explored to learn the spiritual principles involved. Experiencing Shabbat is the same idea of creation, since it is necessary for the Malchut of Malchut to connect with Keter in order to become the Keter of the next generation. An example of this is the seed in a fruit that does not produce a new tree until it is taken out of the fruit. Pasuk 54. Rabbi Chiyayo Patach Hashem Mitzayetcha Miseir Mitzadcha Miste Adom Eretz Ra'asha Gam Shemayim Nitnatahu Tachatzei Zakain Inun Yisrael Bialma Vinu Valma Diatei Biku Chabarihu Itre Behu Beinun Matzda Bekayim Beya Beikrun Kadishin Am Kadosh Bekein Adzisalik Lon Lidarga Ila'a Beikre Kodesh Diktiv Kodesh Yisrael Hashem Reshit Tevuato Kimade Okimna Deha Yisrael Mitmanya Yomin Mitzdabekin Veya Bishmeya Urshimin Bishmeya Vinundi Le Kimadiat Amar Umika Amcha Ki Yisrael Goy Echad Beretz Uami La Mitzabekain Beya Vila Azlin Benimusea Urshima Tadisha Adiyu Minayhu Adeinun Mitzabekan Besitra Achara Dilav Kiddisha. The translation. Rabbi Chiya opened, Hashem, when you did go out of Seir, when you did march out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled and the heavens dropped. Come and see, happy are Israel in this world and the world that is coming. Since the Holy One, blessed be He, chose them, and they cleave to Him and are called holy, a holy nation, which is the aspect of Bina. Moreover, He even raised them to a supernal grade above called holiness, which is Chachma, and that which receives from holiness, namely Bina, is considered holy. As it is written, Israel is holiness to Hashem, the first fruits of His increase. As we explain, that is because Israel cleaved to Him through His name after 8 days, are marked by His name, and are His as written. And what one nation in the earth is like your people, like Israel. The nations do not cleave to Him, nor follow His mitzvot. And the holy imprint is absent from them, so they cleave to the unholy other side. My commentary. This pasuk is clear as written, yet it is much deeper secrets as well. What is the difference between holy and holiness? It is Chachman Bina, as explained in the verse. Pasuk 55. Lemehav oraita leYisrael zamin balivne Esav amarlon bianim tun likvila oraita behahio shata itragizat aratadisha uvit Liala Benukba Leitzchoma Rabba Imra Kameya Mare Dialma Pastira Dechedba Pire Alfe Shemin Adla Itzpere Alma Izdaman Kame Arelin Bilara Shiman Bekiyumach. The translation. Come and see, when the Holy One, blessed be He, wished to give the Torah to Israel, He summoned the children of Esau and asked them, "Do you wish to receive the Torah?" At that moment, the earth, Malchut, trembled and wanted to enter a chasm in the great abyss. It said before him, "Master of the universe, shall the delights of your joy since 2,000 years prior to the creation of the world, which is the Torah, according to the meaning of, 'And I was daily his delight,' come before the uncircumcised, who are not imprinted with your covenant?" My commentary. Even the Sefirot do not perceive the future. Otherwise, Malchut would not have trembled. Pasuk 56. Amar la kudsha barichu, kursiyayo, yevdun elef, Omin kivavtaihu bekayamya yoraita lais mitiman kamaihu hahidiktiv Hashem bitzeitcha miseir bitzeitcha miseedom Eretra Asha Vadai Begin Dioraita Lait Hivat Elaleman Deit Bea Kayama Kadisha Umandi Alef Oraita Limandila Eat Gizar Meshaker Pitre Kaime Meshaker Bekiyama Yoraita Umishaker Bekiyama Bekiyama Bitsadik Ukeneset Yisrael Yoraita lehayatar at yachivat bilaleachara. The translation. The Holy One, blessed be He, said to it, "Throne, throne, namely Malchut called throne, may a thousand such nations perish. The covenant of the Torah shall not appear before them. This is the meaning of Hashem when you go out of Seir. When you did march out of the field of Edom, the earth trembled. Surely, for the Torah is given only to him who has the Holy Covenant in him. Whoever teaches the Torah to the uncircumcised is false to two covenants. The covenant of the Torah, as the Torah is called covenant, as it is written, if I have not appointed my covenant, and the covenant of the righteous and the congregation of Israel. For the Torah was given to that place, the covenant, and to no other. The foreskin. My commentary. The pasuk is telling us that the light of the Torah is shared to the level of the yesod. That's the end of our section, the end of this class. Does anyone have any questions? In approximately a half hour, we will count the Omer. Tomorrow night, Friday night, we will count the Omer at 8:30, West Coast time. Saturday, at 6 p.m., we will have a community Havdalah. At 7 o'clock, a Zohar class on the Parasha of Behar. And at 8:30, we will count the Omer. Any questions? Saturday night, this coming 2 days from now, we have a late night study, perhaps an all night study, that will commence around 10 p.m. West Coast time or 1 p.m. Eastern time. I hope you all will join us. Shalom to all. Shalom to all.
Thank you. Shalom.
Shalom.